Clearwater Threshers look to secure at least a series split if they win their third straight game against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. My name is Josh Sperber here on the call on the Threshers Broadcast Network in today's Florida State League action. Threshers coming off of a 10-5 victory over Fort Myers, and the Mighty Muscles lining up a little bit differently tonight against Clearwater. Byron Churio remaining in the leadoff spot. Rendon Cone back in the order, replacing Trevor Larnick in the two-hole. Jose Rodriguez hitting third. Brandon Winokur back in the cleanup spot. Yoander Martinez moving up a couple spots in the order. Wilfrey Castro following Angel Del Rosario in his series debut. And Isaac Pena, a late addition to the Muscles lineup, in front of Cole Elvis, who's hitting number nine. George Clausen back on the mound for the Clearwater Threshers. Here's the team behind him. Similar defensive makeup for the Threshers. Nico Puaco-Grego in at third base. Miller and Saltaban in the middle of the infield with Keaton Anthony back at first. Luis Caicuto doing the catching for Clausen with an outfield of Walton, Owusu-Asiedu, and Pierce Bennett. The three left to right in the outfield for Clearwater. As I mentioned, George Clausen on the mound for the Clearwater Threshers, coming off one of the best starts of the season. And that is going to be true based on just about any metric that you provide. Four perfect innings and a leadoff double in the fifth inning was the only hit allowed by Clausen. No runs, no walks, and nine strikeouts. Hard to dissect which part of that outing was more impressive for Clausen. And he looks to make his home debut in his second start as a pro, as that Saturday win for Clausen was his first ever start in the minor leagues. The former Golden Gopher getting his first chance at BayCare Ballpark, and Byron Churio climbs into the left-handed batter's box to face Clausen. Quickly into the first pitch is Clausen, zips the fastball right down the pipe, and it's 0-1 for a called strike, and that heater is his bread and butter. 96-98 on average, and he can put it anywhere around the plate, and the high heat cut on and foul tipped into Caicuto's mitt, so it's an 0-2 count to Byron Churio, who's been the leadoff man at every turn so far this series for the Mighty Muscles. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and it's a 1-2 count. Though the fastball is currently the best pitch for George Clausen, it is certainly not his only one. A four-pitch mix for him, fastball, sinker, slider, and a curve for the righty out of Minnesota. 1-2, and did he go? He did, according to the home plate umpire. Ball skips away towards the dugout. Caicuto slings to first for the first out, and that is strikeout number 10 on the young season for Clausen. First out here on this beautiful Friday night at BayCare Ballpark. That'll bring up Rendon Cone, who had a night off last night. His first such night off of the series. Hit second in the Threshers' 8-7 win on Wednesday, where he walked twice, including once, an intentional walk in the eighth inning of that one. First pitch to Don Cone, holds up the swing, and the slider misses outside for ball number one. Hard slider for Clausen, just a heat thrower as the fastball fouled away, 98 miles an hour. Only other Threshers pitcher this season who has touched 98 is Orion Kerkering, here on a rehab assignment from the Philadelphia Phillies. One ball, one strike, the count to Don Cone. Clausen quickly into his windup and the pitch. 1-1, breaking ball, missing outside. It's a 2-1 count. Clausen was a number two overall recruit in Wisconsin and a top-ranked pitcher, according to Perfect Game in 2020 when he committed to the University of Minnesota. 2-1, broken bat and a high pop in a shallow left field. Miller drifting back and the half of the bat sliding about as far as the baseball. That goes all the way out into left field for the second out. And that's the kind of contact that you can expect to get off of George Clausen. Even on that fastball of his, that thing is just ready to destroy some bats this season. So two away in the first inning. Bat is clear off the field thanks to Mighty Muscles manager Brian Meyer. Jose Rodriguez now stepping into the plate. Umpire crew for tonight, same as it's been the last couple of games. Jared Neal behind home plate and Frank Jones on the bases. First pitch misses low to Jose Rodriguez, and it's a 1-0 count on the low slider. 1-0 the count to Rodriguez. Right on right matchup as Clausen winds and deals. Outside on the heater, and it's 2-0. Rare that he has gotten behind in the count in his young professional career. Though the stats in Minnesota don't jump off the page. Had about a 4.5 ERA in 3 years with the Golden Gophers. This one slowly chopped down the third baseline. Charging is Pawaka Grego. He gets it. Throws on the run. In time. And Rodriguez can't beat out the throw. Great play at the hot corner by Nico Pawaka Grego. First inning goes down in order, just like the last first inning Clausen pitch. Now the Threshers get the chance to touch the sticks and get to the bat in the bottom of the first.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Bottom of the first inning, a 1-2-3 first from George Clausen, and we'll see how the Threshers line up against Jeremy Lee, making his second start for the Mighty Muscles. First two are a little bit different. Evan Saltabon getting his first chance in the leadoff role. Aiden Miller remaining in the two spot after a 2-for-3 night, including his first home run. Otto Kemp to the three spot. He was perfect at the plate yesterday with a home run, a pitch after Miller. Then Bennett, T.J. Walton, Avery Owusu-Asidu, Nico Pawaka Grego, Luis Kaikuto, and Keaton Anthony. For the defensive alignment for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, Wilfrey Castro at first base, Martinez, Del Rosario, and Don Cone comprise the rest of the infield. Rodriguez, Whitaker, Churio left to right in the outfield, and Cole Elvis, the battery mate of Jeremy Lee. Lee, the right-handed pitcher, wheels and gets ready for the first pitch. Fastball up and in for ball one to Devin Saltabon. For Jeremy Lee, his second start of the season, one of the first to get on the bump for the Mighty Muscles this season. Now the 1-0 to Saltabon. Fastball again. This one misses upstairs, and it's 2-0. So for Lee, a 1-0 record on the season, ERA of 2.25, run in four innings for Jeremy Lee. Now the pitch. Fastball inside, 3-0. So three straight misses to start off the game for Saltabon, who hit cleanup last night behind Otto Kemp. Got a single and a run in the seventh and finished 1-for-4 with a walk. Now the 3-0 pitch, high fastball, ball number four, and Lee unable to find the strike zone to start off the ball game against the Clearwater Threshers. Now it'll bring up Aiden Miller. In his first full season as a pro, his first regular season home run last night, though it wasn't the first of his professional career, that came back in September against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, a two-run no-doubt shot that ended up being the deciding two runs that sent the Threshers to the Florida State League Championship. Five straight misses to start off the game for Lee as the sinker misses inside for a 1-0 count. And that homer last night, a little bit of a wall scraper out to left field. It looked for a second like Trevor Larnach caught it, and even Miller didn't realize that Larnach didn't come up with a baseball as Saltabon is checked back into first base. I was talking to him at batting practice because I know I certainly thought that Larnach at least was close to making a play on it, and Miller said that it took until he rounded second base and realized that Larnach wasn't throwing the ball in, that the ball must have landed in the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Cut fastball misses outside, counts 2-0, and that's going to prompt the catcher Cole Elvis to come up and have a chat with Jeremy Lee. So Saltabon taking the lead off of first, but six straight misses to start off the game for Jeremy Lee. The University of South Alabama product, picked in the 13th round by the Twins in last year's draft. The count, and Miller digs back in. Lee is set from the center of the rubber. And now the 2-0 pitch. Fastball just graces the strike zone, and it's 2-1. The sinker fastball combo, not his most used pitch. The cutter is used the most. 34% usage rate on that cut fastball from Lee, who checks Saltabon back at first, sliding in head first and safely. So a fastball and a sinker, cutter, slider, curve, and a changeup. And that slider curveball with a whole lot of spin on it, it's going to be his best pitch as Miller, a little half swing, sends it down the first base line to even the count at 2-2. And though Miller's power numbers will always be the first thing that people sees, he's got a hit in each of the first five games he's played this season, five RBIs. That's tied for first on the team with Caden Hediger. And the five steals to me is what really jumps out, because he had four in five attempts through his first 10 games with the Threshers last season. 2-2 count to Miller now. Saltabon appears ready to go, but he stays put, and Aiden Miller fights off a curveball to keep the count at 2-2 here in the bottom of the first inning. Miller, 19 years old, 27th overall pick out of J.W. Mitchell High School, not too far from here. In fact, shortly after the Phillies draft last year, we had the high school marching band from J.W. Mitchell perform on this field. Line drive to third, picked on a hop by Don Cone to second for one, on to first, and it's around the horn, 5-4-3 double play. Just the right place, right time for Rain Don Cone to get a quick couple of outs. And that is just a good piece of hitting to the wrong spot from Aiden Miller. So two gone in the first inning thanks to the twin killing. And now Otto Kemp back up to the plate, looking to continue his perfect evening at the dish last night. 3-for-3, one triple shy of the cycle, and a pair of walks with a three run scored as he fouls off a fastball to make it 0-1. Kemp 5-for-6 in two rehab games this series. You combine his 1-for-3 day at Bradenton last Sunday, and he is a total of 6-for-9 in his rehab stint with Clearwater as the cutter catches the outside corner for a called strike two. So Kemp will be moving back up to the Reading Fightin' Phils, AA affiliate of the Phillies, when his rehab stint ends. As he swings and fouls one back, and now the count's 0-2. Might have been caught on a fly by Jared Neal. He was really quick to dispose of that baseball and get a new one for Jeremy Lee. So 0-2 count to Kemp. Two gone, no one on here in the first. And that's a called strike three. Fastball in the inside corner. Ends the first inning on a looking strikeout. And the first three batters are retired in the first inning. So neither team with a run in the first inning. Threshers do not leave anyone on. No hits, no runs, no errors. And we head to the second. Threshers and Mighty Muscles in a scoreless tie.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. At Threshers Baseball is also the Threshers Instagram handle. It's at Threshers on Twitter, and they're on TikTok as well. So make sure to look for all of the Threshers social media sites to keep up with the best Threshers content and really the best baseball content that you're going to find. Top of the second inning, still scoreless in Brandon Winokur moving into center field. Third different position he has played this series for the Mighty Muscles. It'll be Winokur, Martinez, and Del Rosario to start off the second for Fort Myers as the fastball misses low and in for ball number one. Winokur has played short and third, listed as a utility player because of his ability to play the outfield as well. Tonight, he is roaming center field. 1-0. Fastball zips in for a called strike, and it's 1-1, 96. Really, probably the lowest you'll see it all night, though. It did drop to 95 at one point for Clausen, but plenty of heat coming from that right arm. 1-1, slider low and away, and it's 2-1. And I can't remember which pitcher it was, but during the Threshers media day, definitely hearing some talk from the Threshers players about how strong that right arm is as this one is rolled towards the shortstop. Miller picks it up, throws on the run to first in time, and Winokur is down on a 6-3 ground out for the first out of the second inning, and that's a throw that Miller has been practicing quite often from the shortstop position. You see him during batting practice making those charging, running throws. And even on a standstill play from a fungo, he tries to make a throw. And that's something I've seen time and time again while watching the team during batting practice. One gone, and Martinez bounces one right to the pitcher. George Clausen leaps to make the play, throws it to first in time. And Clausen can not only do it with his right arm, but with his left as well, fielding the position on a tough hop for the second out. And that'll bring up Angel Del Rosario, another utility man for the Mighty Muscles, primarily an infielder like Winokur as well, ability to play second, short, and third, but he plays the middle infield more. Del Rosario pulls back a bunt, fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Del Rosario was in right field last night, three strikeouts, a walk, a steal, and a run, and he's well behind that curveball to make it an 0-2 count. That's not a pitch you see as much. Really, that fastball-slider combination from Clausen is his 1-2 punch. The 0-2. Fastball hit on a line out to right field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Saltaban just a couple steps behind as the Mighty Muscles get the first hit of the game in the top of the second inning. So two gone, one on. Del Rosario had 29 steals for Dunedin last year, leading the Blue Jays with that mark. And now Wilfrey Castro steps up to the plate for the first time this series. Short leadoff first for Del Rosario, still putting on his sliding mitt, and Clausen quickly checks him back. Close play, but Anthony's tag not in time on the pickoff move. So Castro, 2-for-3 with an RBI on the season so far. Hasn't gotten into a whole lot of games as the third catcher for Fort Myers. And a great pickoff move, once again, not in time at first. But Clausen lightning quick on the wheel and fire to first. Narrowly missing Del Rosario for a second straight time. So two pickoff attempts from Clausen. First pitch to Castro just catches the strike zone. Curveball at the knees of Wilfrey Castro to make it an 0-1 count. And that's going to change it up. So the challenge won by Castro, and 0-1 turns to 1-0 as the call is overturned. 1-0 count to Castro. Off goes Del Rosario. Fastball misses for a ball. Throw in time, but the ball bounces out of the glove of Devin Saltaban. So it's a stolen base for Angel Del Rosario. And for the first time, the Muscles have a runner in scoring position. As we take a look at the replay here, look how close this was. It looked like the throw got there in time, but the ball knocked out of the glove by the helmet of Angel Del Rosario. So a 2-0 count to Castro. Two gone here in the second inning as Clausen deals. Fastball in there for a called strike, and that's the pitch that he'll throw whenever he needs a strike. He is just able to put that pitch wherever he wants it to. 2-1. Del Rosario goes to third. Pitch misses for ball three. The throw not in time as Polanco Grego slaps a late tag on Del Rosario, who's in for his second stolen base of the ballgame. This throw just a little bit offline. Another good jump from Del Rosario. You see it gets there in time, but doesn't give Polanco Grego enough time to turn and make the tag. So it's stolen base number two of the inning for Angel. 3-1. Swing and a miss. And that fastball blown by Castro to fill up the count to 3-2. Two outs. Runner on third for Fort Myers. Clausen trying to end the inning here. Fastball misses outside. And the second inning continues with Clausen's first walk of the regular season. Took him 6 2/3 into his professional career to walk a batter, which is pretty impressive. And that'll bring up Isaac Pena, a late addition to the Fort Myers lineup. Rafael Cruz was initially slated to start at DH and hit in the sixth spot, but Pena substituted for him late. So two gone, runners on the corners for Fort Myers as Pena takes a look at a fastball for a called strike. Right on the outside edge at 98 miles an hour. That's a hard pitch to swing at, especially for the left-hand hitting Pena. 0-1 the count. Del Rosario trying to distract Clausen. Doesn't work. Breaking ball misses upstairs, and it's 1-1. Just not enough dip on that curveball in that instance. One one count to Pena. Clausen deals. Fastball upstairs, and it's 2-1. That one looked like it slipped out of the hands of Clausen on the release. Number 24 ranked prospect for the Philadelphia Phillies at the start of last season. And surely going to climb up that list. He's down to 29 to start this year. 2-1 to Pena now. Fastball at the letters for a called strike, but it's quickly challenged by Isaac Pena, and that challenge is quickly upheld. Two balls, two strikes. That ball, again, just painted on the inside corner and at the upper edge of it as well. Pitch number 30 for Clausen comes with two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Now the pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Blows the fastball by him, and Clausen leaves two runners on base with the second strikeout of the ball game. No runs on one hit for Fort Myers, no errors, and two men left on base. Still scoreless heading into the bottom of the second on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to BayCare Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first BayCare Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday at BayCare Ballpark. You get berm tickets and select food and drink items, all for just $1. Brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. Our next Dollar Tuesday against the Bradenton Marauders on April 23rd, 6:30 first pitch, 5:30 gates on that one. Now Pierce Bennett up to the plate, and that got him. Looks like it hit him on the left wrist. And he winces in pain a bit, but will jog right to first. The athletic trainer Sam Myers remaining in the dugout for the Threshers. He'll meet Michael Jones at first base. Manager Marty Malloy coaching third. And the Threshers have their second base runner of the ball game on a hit-by pitch. Bennett yet to attempt a steal, but he's got good speed over at first. And now T.J. Walton at the bat. Grounder, hot shot, foul down the third base line. And it's 0-1. That could have been a lot of trouble had that ball remained fair. Walton with good speed. Bennett as well. And the Threshers, a propensity for stealing bases. A very aggressive base-running team. Though Bennett yet to attempt one so far. 0-1 to Walton as Lee deals. Fouled away back into the netting, and we're down to 0-2. Walton got his first hit of the season last night. A hard line drive of a single that was hit with two runners on base, but hit just a bit too hard, so it only loaded the bases. Had to be 100-mile-an-hour exit velo on that single as he slices one foul fastball into the netting to keep it at 0-2. Certainly a free swinger is Walton. And a guy who likes hitting the ball long. He's had some absolute taters in batting practice. 0-2 to Walton now as Lee looks the batter up and down, sets himself up at the chest, three on the pitch clock, and time called by T.J. Walton with 3 seconds remaining on the pitch clock. 0-2 the count to T.J. Bennett resumes his lead off of first, being held on by Wilfrey Castro. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, called strike three. And Walton is down looking for the second K of the day by Jeremy Lee. Both of Clausen's strikeouts have been swinging. Both of Lee's have been looking. And now Avery Owusu-Asiru is up at the dish with one on and one out. Still scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Threshers looking for their first hit. Both teams looking for their first run. Short lead off first from Bennett. First pitch to Owusu-Asiru. Grounder up the middle. Diving stop by Martinez. Flipped to short for one, and that's going to be all they get. Great job by Bennett angling the slide to prevent Del Rosario from making a clean throw to first base. Not like he would have had much of a chance at Owusu-Asiru anyway. He was just motoring down that line. And now Bennett replaced by a faster runner over on the first base bag. But Yolander Martinez making a really slick defensive play to rob the Threshers of a really nice scoring chance. On a lesser defender, that ball would have rolled into center field and Bennett likely would have moved to third. But instead, it's Owusu-Asiru coming back into first on a pickoff attempt. First of the game by Jeremy Lee. And now Nico Pawaka-Grego into the batter's box for the Clearwater Threshers. Grego making his first start at home. Or his second start at home, but his first start at third this season. Now the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. And Pawaka-Grego is a really interesting addition to this infield because of his ability to play so many different positions. He profiles as a middle infielder, but he's been playing an increased amount of third base since coming to the Phillies as he lines one foul off the netting and into the Threshers' dugout to drop the count to 0-2. And this is his first chance at third. Of course, some more chances that he would have had at third base taken by Otto Kemp, who is rehabbing here from Reading. Now it's an 0-2 count to Pawaka-Grego. And Lee sets from the center of the rubber, wheels and fires to first, a weak pickoff attempt, and Owusu-Asiru slides back in without a tag. But Pawaka-Grego, a 3-10 hitter 2 years ago in the Florida Complex League in his first season with the Phillies organization, and was injured last year. And the 0-2 hit in the center field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. Owusu-Asiru jogs into second base, and it's a two-out single for Nico Pawaka-Grego, who has a hit now in both of the games he has played at BayCare Ballpark, and a double and a walk in the 8-7 win on Wednesday for the Threshers. So two on and two outs for Luis Caicuto, who has driven in a couple of RBIs, four on the season to be exact, and is having a really solid start to his Phillies career. First time he has played above rookie ball was in the Arizona Complex League with the Diamondbacks to begin his career. Lee a glance at second before he fires home. Fastball missing away, almost went back to the netting, but a good catch by Elvis to keep the runners on first and second. It's Owusu Asiedu on second, Palaka Grego on first, with a 1-0 count to Luis Caicuto, one of four catchers selected by the Phillies in the minor league Rule 5 draft. Fastball inside for a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. Caicuto on the year, a total of 4-for-9. With three doubles and four RBIs on the season, slugging .778 so far this season. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball low, and it's 2-1. 21 years old out of Lecheria in Venezuela. Went 2-for-19 in 9 Complex Leagues games last year in an injury-plagued 2023 season. 2-1 and 2 outs as Caicuto pops one up foul, and that's going to reach the seats behind the Mighty Muscles dugout. So now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs for Caicuto. And 2 runners on here in the bottom of inning number 2. 2-2 pitch. Up and in on the heater. Now the runners will go on the full count with the next pitch. Caicuto had that game-tying double on Wednesday. That scored 2 runs. A little blooper out to right field. Payoff pitch. Runners go. This one is hit high in the air out to left center field. Chasing is Winokur, and he makes the catch in left center for the final out of the inning. A little bit too much underneath it for Caicuto, but well hit. The Threshers keep it scoreless in the second inning. One hit, no errors, 2 men left aboard. Third inning coming up next on the Threshers Broadcast Network. We're tied without a run.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
After the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles tomorrow, stick around for the best fireworks show in town. Don't forget, after tonight's game, we'll have our first fireworks show of 2024. And we don't lie when we say it's the best one in town, because it is. Some great fireworks shows that we've seen here at BayCare Ballpark. Certainly the best that I have seen in my 7-plus years in the minor leagues. Third inning now here in Thresherville. Cole Ellis up at the dish to start things off for Fort Myers. Clausen back on the mound, dealing a solid first home start. First pitch to Elvis, a breaking ball. He did not go, according to Frank Jones, and it's a 1-0 count. Exact amount of batters from each team have come to the plate, 8 for each squad in the first 2 innings, and now the hitter number 9 will lead off each half of the third inning. Fastball graces the strike zone, top of it, 1-1 the count to Cole Elvis. Elvis had his first game of the series last night. 2 strikeouts, but he singled and scored back in the third inning as he avoids the inside curveball to make it a 2-1 count. Catching for the second straight night, Pancho Ruiz did the same thing in the first 2 games of the season before getting last night and tonight off. 2-1. Hard line drive out to left field. That's a base hit. Walton loses his hat, but he comes up with a baseball, and he fires it into the cutoff man, Miller, before Elvis can turn it into a double. So a leadoff knock for the Mighty Muscles. First time that they've put the leadoff man on in tonight's game. And now the top of the order returns to the bat. Elvis not likely to steal bases. Byron Churi, a much faster runner at the dish right now, the leadoff man for Fort Myers this series. First pitch to Churio. Fastball in there for a called strike. 97 once again from George Clausen. The Heat continuing to punish these mighty muscles at the plate. 34 pitches so far for George Clausen. 20 of them have been over for strikes in his first two innings and change with two strikeouts. Clausen sets at the belt and he deals. Swing and a miss. Well behind that fastball was Churio there, and it's 0-2. He struck out on a drop third strike in the first inning and now faces an 0-2. Short lead off first for Elvis. Clausen deals. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Fastball placed perfectly on the outside corner, and a three-pitch see ya to Byron Churio for his second punch out of the ball game. Third for Clausen. The other batter he struck out was Isaac Pena. Right now it's Rendon Cohn coming up with one on and one out as the Threshers middle infield shifting for a double play towards the right-hand side with the right hand hitting Don Cohn up at the dish. Slider inside for ball number one as Miller shaded towards a little bit back towards the center of the shortstop area of the field. Saltaban just a couple of steps away from the second base bag. 1-0 to Don Cohn. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's a 2-0 count. A couple of times today that Clausen has started out in hitter-friendly counts, but he is always able to work back quickly, which means it's likely we see a fastball here with a third pitch for what will be pitch number 41 for George. Here comes the pitch, and there's the fastball, but it misses away, and it's a 3-0 count now to Rendon Cohn. First time that Clausen has gotten to a 3-0 count this season. Short leadoff first for Elvis, one on and one out for the Mighty Muscles. Here's the 3-0 pitch, fastball right down Main Street. It's 3-1. Not a cloud in the sky here at Bay Pecaire Ballpark as the 3-1 is fouled into the right field seats and bouncing onto the concourse next to the Strikeout Cafe. Looks like we see a young kid making the run to get the baseball. Always some of the best parts of the game. Full count to Don Cohn now. Runner goes, and the pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Throw to second. Easily in time, and it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. A slower runner stealing, and Clausen gets his fourth stray of the strikeout of the game and the runner at second to boot. Top or bottom of the third coming up, still scoreless here at Bay Care Ballpark.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Our next home game is tomorrow, April 13th, a beautiful Saturday night to go watch some baseball as the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles once again. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch. And the third inning, top half anyway, ended on a strike him out, throw him out, double play. A great fastball from Clausen and a throw just as great from Luis Caicuto. Second runner he's caught stealing, and this might be the easiest one he gets all year. Saltaban could have camped out, started a little fire, pitched a tent on second base before Cole Elvis was able to slide into the bag. And it turns a leadoff single into a 1-2-3 third inning for the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch to Keaton Anthony is a cut fastball that misses low for ball number one. It'll be Anthony, Saltabon, and Miller to start off the third inning in this scoreless affair. 1-0 pitch. Slider outside, and the count now 2-0. Anthony quietly had a perfect day at the dish himself. A lot more focus on Otto Kemp, but three singles for Keaton Anthony in a 3-for-3 night as he fouls off a sinking fastball to bring the count to 2-1. Anthony singled in the third, RBI singles in the sixth and seventh inning, and walked in the fourth. So every time he got a hit, he produced one run as he scored the Threshers' first run of the game in the third inning. 3-1 count now. The cut fastball missing for Lee, who has struggled to find the strike zone for a larger portion of this game, and he continues to do so here. Fastball missing upstairs, and the leadoff man on for the third straight inning for Clearwater. Jeremy Lee, 32 pitches, 20 for strikes so far, with a couple of strikeouts to his name. Now the lineup card turns over. Keaton Anthony, who also got his first steal of the season last night, taking a short lead off of first, held on by Wilfried Castro. First pitch to Saltabons, a fastball that misses outside. It's a 1-0 count. And once again, Lee having a tough time with those first pitch strikes. Saltabon walked on four consecutive pitches back in the first inning as Anthony led off this frame with a walk. He's slowly inching towards the second base bag, increasing his lead as the 1-0 is fouled back by Saltabon. It's going to clear the suites. All but one suite today is sold out. And I'm looking at a Big Shark Cafe area where we've got pretty much all of those seats filled. So fun time to be in the suites here at BayCare Ballpark. If you'd like to purchase some suite tickets, visit our box office or our website at threshersbaseball.com. 1-1 pitch stopped as time is called. And it's a pitch clock violation on Jeremy Lee. So it's an automatic ball two to Devin Saltabon. And Jared Neal right on that at the home plate, making sure that pitch clock violation was properly attributed to Jeremy Lee. 9 on the pitch clock now as the 2-1 pitch comes across. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Anthony 1-for-1 in steals over at first base. Gets some tips from Michael Jones, and we'll see if he goes on the 2-2. Nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Now the pitch to Saltabon. Fouled away, and that's going to hit the net. Top of the netting, that is, next to the Muscles dugout. Bat boy having to go into fair territory to reach that baseball. So the count stays at 2-2. Still no outs in the bottom of the third inning in a scoreless ball game. Two hits to one in favor of the Muscles. 2-2. Curveball in there for a called strike three, and Saltabon not happy that he took that pitch. Third strikeout of the day for Jeremy Lee. All three punchies have been of the looking variety. And now Aiden Miller stepping up to the plate so far with a five-game hit streak on the line. 7 for his first 21 as he grounded into a double play back in the first inning, and it was a really good piece of hitting, actually, that allowed him to ground in that double play. Just a hard grounder, but right at the third baseman. Cut fastball in for a strike. It's an 0-1 count to the Phillies' 27th overall pick just about a year ago. 0-1 coming into Miller now. Lee, a quick look at first, and now he deals. Fastball upstairs, 1-1. Five for 12 this series is Miller, playing all four games as Anthony slides back in safely ahead of the pickoff attempt. Four of those five hits are singles, the other one that home run that came in yesterday's contest, and three of his season's five RBIs against the Mighty Muscles. Now the 1-1. Inside on the fastball, and it's 1-2 called for a strike. Anthony, short lead off of first. Doesn't seem like he's been threatening to go towards second. 1-2. Just got a piece of it, did Miller. Fouled it I think off the plate, because definitely a muffled thud as that ball hit the dirt. So still a 1-2 count to Miller with one gone and a scoreless third. Lee deals. Grounded foul towards the Threshers dugout. And the count remains at 1-2 for Aiden Miller. Two extra base hits on the season for Aiden, bringing his slugging percentage to .550. Nice little 3.45 slash line, .350, .440, .550 through the first four games. Called strike three, but Miller challenges, and it's upheld as the cutter turns in a fourth strikeout looking, second of the frame for Jeremy Lee. So two away now, and Otto Kemp, who has reached base in all but two plate appearances so far against the Mighty Muscles this season. After a tough opening series against them last year, it was right after that series ended that he began a 29-game on-base streak, which ended as the longest for the Threshers last season. Cut fastball swung on and missed for strike number one to Kemp, who has a homer and three RBIs, all of those ribbies coming this series. Played his first rehab game for the Threshers on Sunday against Bradenton. Now the 0-1. This one lifted in the air out to right center field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Anthony rounds second, and he stops before he goes to third. Throw cut off at short on Otto Kemp's single. Kemp's sixth hit of the series in a rehab assignment with Clearwater. And now there are two on with two outs. Anthony's remaining on second. Kemp on first after the base hit. Two hits apiece thus far. And Pierce Bennett coming up to the plate. Had a fantastic series against Bradenton last week, but he cooled off on Wednesday. Only Thresher to go over really anything. And went 0-for-4 against Fort Myers after a 5-for-11 series playing in all three games against the Bradenton Marauders. Quick glance at second for Lee. Now the first pitch to Bennett. Taken the other way, but it goes foul for strike number one. He was hit by a pitch back in the second inning and made it all the way to second base. Primarily a second baseman at Wake Forest, Pierce Bennett has played in both corner outfield spot, with tonight being his first game out in right field for the 22-year-old. 0-1 the count to Bennett. And now the pitch. Takes a fastball in for a strike, and the count's 0-2. My favorite fun fact about Pierce Bennett is he has the same birthday as my father, except about 100 years after. No, less than 100 years. I'm just messing with you, Dad. 0-2 the count to Bennett. 50 pitches have come across for Jeremy Lee. Now the pitch. Curveball just missing upstairs, and it's 1-2. 8 games in the Complex League last year for Bennett, went 4-for-21, and has started 2023 off with Clearwater at 5-for-15. 0-2, breaking ball inside, and a good take by Bennett to even the count at 2-2. 5 ribbies and 5 runs scored in 8 games for Bennett, with a double and 6 walks, had a walk-to-strikeout ratio of 2-to-1. In his 8-game start to his Phillies career. 2-2, cut on and missed, and that will end the third inning. 5 strikeouts, 3 of them coming in the third for Jeremy Lee as the Threshers are once again held without a run. No runs on a hit, no errors, 2 men left on base, and we head to the fourth. Threshers and Mighty Muscles deadlocked without a run.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Check out Tampa's number one country party band, Whiskey County, after the game on April 26th. Be sure to stick around for some great music at the Tiki Bar. And there's usually great music at the Tiki Bar. Whiskey County will be an exceptional night of music. But DJ Filthy is at the Tiki Bar after tonight's game. So be sure to stick around after that. You might be able to see me having a beer or two. We'll see. Depends on if the Threshers win or not. Right now, it's anybody's game. No runs on two hits for both teams on a scoreboard that is identical. Zeros across the board and two in the hit column for each squad. Now Jose Rodriguez is up at the plate. 3-4-5 starting off the fourth as the slider escapes the glove of Luis Caicuto to make it a 1-0 count. Fastball missing outside, and it's a 1-1 count. Or, sorry, 2-0 count, excuse me, to Jose Rodriguez. Clausen quickly into the 2-0 pitch, fouled away, slapped back into the netting, and it's 2-1. Rodriguez back in left field for the Muscles tonight. Awaits the 2-1 pitch. Fastball right at the letters, and it's challenged by Rodriguez, but unsurprisingly, the call is upheld. Two balls and two strikes as another fastball just painted in the strike zone by George Clausen. Now the 2-2. Hit on the ground, just gets over the pitcher's glove, right to Saltabon, fielded on a pair of hops over to first for the first out of this fourth inning. And then Saltabon looking smooth as ever over at second base, a routine grounder for out number one, and Brandon Whitaker now coming up to the plate. Homer and five RBIs on the season, like Aiden Miller. But Miller hitting over 300. Whitaker's average at 174 so far. First pitch to Whitaker, fastball missing inside, and it's 1-0. Pitch, breaking ball, settles in for a called strike, and that curveball has been used by Clausen a lot more tonight than it was in Bradenton, really trying to add some of the breaking stuff, as it's very clear that that fastball pitch is going to dominate this Florida State League. Now the 1-1 to Whitaker. Curveball again, this one misses upstairs, and it's 2-1. Whitaker 0-for-1 on the day, grounded out to Miller at short to start the second inning in his only prior at bat. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, well behind that heater, and it's 2-2. Clausen has been working quickly, just stays ready, and immediately as Whitaker sets, so does Clausen. 2-2, breaking ball, missing low and away, and that fills up the count at 3-2. Two hits and one walk allowed so far by Clausen. And now here comes the payoff pitch. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's a called strike three. A futile appeal by Brandon Whitaker as 98 miles an hour marks the first strikeout of the inning and fifth of the game for George Clausen. Two outs in the fourth inning so far. Yoander Martinez coming up to the plate for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Now the pitch from Clausen. Fastball again right down the pipe, and it's 0-1. Clausen rarely getting into single digits on the pitch clock as he deals. But Martinez might have gotten a piece of that one. Didn't hear any sound, but that ball missed the glove of Caicuto, and it's 0-2 on righty slider. Two gone, no one on in the fourth. And now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball fools Martinez. And Clausen gets the last two to strike out in the fourth for his sixth punch-up. So the Mighty Muscles go down in order to end the fourth. Bottom half of the inning up next for the Clearwater Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Check out Tampa's number one country party band, Whiskey County, after the game on April 26th. Be sure to stick around for some great music at the Tiki Barn. Now TJ Walton sticking around for the fourth inning. Still scoreless in this ball game. Each team with just two hits. And Walton looking for one of his after getting his first of the season last night. Takes the cut fastball upstairs for ball number one. Lee winds and deals into pitch number two. Walton pops this one foul. That's going to reach the sweep. And the count evens at 1-1. Fourth round pick by the Phillies last year was TJ Walton. Graduated the prestigious IMG Academy. Now the 1-1 pitch, well upstairs on the change, and it's 2-1. Played five games in the Complex League last year, and three of his first five career hits went for extra bases. Now the 2-1. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. He went 5-for-13 with four runs scored, four RBIs, two doubles, and a triple. So showing the ability to produce in the clutch with runners on base. 3-1 the pitch. Swing and a miss, jammed on the sinker, and he goes around to fill up the count at 3-2. IMG Academy about an hour away from here, so Walton didn't have to leave once the Phillies drafted him, as he foul tips one in and out of the mitt of Cole Elvis to stay alive in now the full count. A new baseball for Jeremy Lee. Walton ready to step back into the batter's box. We've got Wilfried Castro and Isaac Pena. Wilfried Castro. Oh, I'm in the wrong inning. Hit on the ground, foul down the third base line, and that's 3-2. Looks like I set my book up on the wrong side of my page. It's only the first series. I'll get better. Avery Wusu-Asidu and Nico Pawaka-Grego to follow up Walton here in the fourth inning. Payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss, and climbing the ladder is Lee for the strikeout. Walton down on strikes for the second time. That is the sixth strikeout of the game for Jeremy Lee, and it is a bona fide pitcher's duel here tonight as George Clausen is averaging about 2 Ks an inning as well. Now Avery Owusu-Asidu takes the first pitch for a called ball number one, cut fastball upstairs. A 1-0 count to Avery, who reached on a fielder's choice in his last at bat. This one hit high in the air out to right field. Churio is there. He makes the catch, calling off Winokur for the second out in the fourth inning. Owusu-Asidu intensity to hit balls high and far. So two gone in the fourth, a couple of quick outs, and Nico Puaca-Grego, who's one for one already today, with a single back in the second. Thresher's first hit of the day as he takes a curveball for ball number one. Playing in his second game this series, played on Sunday against Bradenton to start his season, and as Puaca-Grego swings and misses to even the count at 1-1. Went 1-for-3 with a double and a run on the Wednesday win after an 0-for-3 day in Bradenton this past Sunday. Now have the 1-1 pitch. Popped up foul, scooped behind home plate. It's 1-2. Missed all of last season and joined the Adelaide Giants right as they began their back-to-back run of two straight Claxton Shields beginning in 2022. 1-2, cut on and miss, and that's strike three. Second K of the inning, number seven on the day for Jeremy Lee, and the Threshers go down in order in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. On to the fifth inning here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers and Mighty Muscles scoreless.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Don't forget to visit threshersbaseball.com for tickets, upcoming events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Merchandise including the brand new Phillies City Connect jerseys, hats, t-shirts, all kinds of great stuff on the Threshers website. And if you're at the ballpark, at the Diamond Outfitters store as well, out in left field. Fifth inning, still scoreless, is on Angel Del Rosario. Starts off this pitcher's duel of a fifth by taking a fastball for a ball number one. Claussen still on the hill, and both bullpens are empty. No sign of slowing down for either one of these starting pitchers. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And with pitch caps commonly around 75 at the start of any given season, each pitcher are still right around 60. Claussen just threw his 60th pitch for that last strike, and number 61 misses low for ball number two. So a 2-1 count to Angel Del Rosario, who singled and stole two bases back in the second inning before the frame ended. 2-1. Slider low and outside, and now it's 3-1. Six strikeouts for Claussen, seven for Lee. And a 3-1 count to Del Rosario starting off the fifth. Now the pitch from Claussen. Fastball right down Broadway, and Del Rosario was thinking about challenging it, and seems like he will not. I think that's the right call, as the count is full now to the Mighty Muscles shortstop. 3-2 the pitch. Here comes Claussen. Fastball just missing outside, and that is ball number four. Second walk of the game and season for Claussen. And the leadoff man is walked to start the fifth. That'll bring up Wilfried Castro, the only other player that Claussen has walked so far in his professional career, as he went without a walk. Four perfect innings out of five total, where he allowed one hit in a 13-2 win against the Marauders on Saturday the 6th. Good pickoff attempt from Claussen, but Del Rosario sliding in just ahead of the tag, and That's before a pitch is thrown to Castro. For a righty, Clawson's got a pretty slick pickoff move, but a lot of that, I think, coming off the strength of that right arm. First pitch to Castro, fastball up and in, and it's a 1-0 count to the Mighty Muscles first baseman. Both walks have come on full count, so Clawson at least getting two strikes in near every count this game. 1-0 to Castro now. Big lead for Del Rosario, and he thought about going to second. Stays still. Back pick attempted first. Not in time after the swinging strike number one. Behind and underneath that fastball, and just not minor leaguers at this level, not used to seeing pitches thrown that hard. 96 to 98 is where Clawson Teeter has been sitting once again. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Nice little curveball on the inside corner to the righty Castro. Lee has 7 strikeouts for Fort Myers. One more strike, and it'll be 7 Ks for Clawson as well. Now the 1-2. Did he go? Looks like he did, and no appeal necessary. Strike 3, and Clawson has mowed down 7 Mighty Muscles on strikes. That brings his total to 16 on the season, and you can see on the replay he very clearly went around. No need for Frank Jones to confirm it. Now the switch hitting designated hitter, Isaac Pena, hitting on the left side, swings and misses at strike one, throw to second in time, and after a great jump on Heldel Rosario, is mowed down by Luis Caicuto. Second time he's caught a runner stealing, and that's 50% of base stealers today. Del Rosario now 2-for-3 from steals today. Good jump, but a perfect throw by Luis Caicuto as Aiden Miller, the one who makes the tag. Swing and a miss for Pena, and it's no 2 count to Pena, who struck out swinging to end the second, and he's one strike away from ending the first half of the ball game with 2 Ks. 0-2, curveball missing outside. Good stop by Caicuto. And now the count's 1-2. So 1-2 to Pena now. And here's the pitch from Clawson. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Curveball fooling Isaac Pena. And back-to-back punch-outs end the fifth inning with 8 strikeouts for George Clawson. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And we're halfway home here at BayCare Ballpark, still scoreless on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. Watch me now.
For just $25 for the entire year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. Next Little Anglers night, it'll be against the Bradenton Marauders on Thursday, April 25th. Now Luis Caicuto, who has done his part defensively for the Threshers. And Caicuto takes the first pitch for ball one. Had a well-hit fly ball back in the second inning. but it was caught by Brandon Winokur. 1-0 the count to Kai Couto. Jeremy Lee in for inning number 5 as he deals. 1-0, fastball missing inside, and it's 2-0. Kai Couto still hitting .400 on the season, 4 for 10 in 2024, his first year with the Phillies organization after being taken from the Diamondbacks in the minor league Rule 5 draft. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1, just touching the top of the strike zone. It's Kai Couto, Anthony, and Saltaban to start off the fifth as each team searches for their first run. 2-1 pitch, jumping out of the way is Kai Couto, and it's 3-1. His first year in full season baseball, injuries the primary reason he stayed in rookie ball in Arizona. Now the 3-1. This one lifted in the air, high and deep out to right center field. Winokur sprinting towards it on the warning track, and that ball's going to one-hop the wall out and right. Kai Couto's thinking about three. Instead, he stops, slams the brakes at second base, and the first extra base hit of the ball game is a leadoff double for Luis Kai Couto. And man, has this guy been a doubles machine. Not a lot of wind, and that ball just sailing out to deep right field. Well hit by Kai Couto. Tiny bit more of the barrel on that, and it's a 1-0 ball game. That ball just going into right center, deeper and deeper, as Kai Couto gets the Threshers' first hit since Kemp's single in the third. So Clearwater with a runner in scoring position for the first time since said third inning. As Kai Couto, a good runner for a catcher on second base. Swing and a miss for Keaton Anthony starting off his at-bat with a strike. 12 games he has played for the Clearwater Threshers dating back to September 1st of last season. And with that third inning walk, 12 games he has reached base. 0-1 count to Anthony. Now the pitch. Breaking ball just missing inside for ball number one. Eden Anthony, an on-base percentage of .467, leading the team so far in 2024. Quick glance at second base from Jeremy Lee, now the 1-1. This one lifts in the air, deep out to right center field. Winokur sprinting close to where Kai Couto's ball landed, makes the catch on the edge of the warning track as Kai Couto speeds into third base on a long flyout by Keaton Anthony. The Threshers have a runner at third base for the first time today, and now the sacrifice is potentially on for Devin Saltaban. One gone, and another fly ball like that will give us the first run of the ball game. Now Saltaban up to the plate. Second player picked by the Phillies in the 2023 MLB draft, 19 years old, top-rated outfielder out of Hawaii in high school, has a good frame job by the catcher Elvis to get a called strike to Devin Saltaban. He walked and struck out in his first two at-bats, and with the infield drawn in, looping one into the outfield might be all it takes to give the Threshers a lead. 0-1. Hit on the ground to third, Kai Couto going, and the ball gets past the shortstop into the outfield for a base hit. Saltaban thinking about two, but it's quickly picked up by Rodriguez, and it's an RBI single for Devin Saltaban that starts off the scoring for the Threshers. They lead it 1-0 with one out left in the fifth, and he did just enough there. A hot shot right to the shortstop, and Kai Couto was thinking about scoring all the way. Would have been a tough play had Del Rosario made that play at short, but it doesn't matter. Third ribby of the season for Saltaban. 1-0 lead for the Threshers as they're the first team to score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. One gone and one on for Aiden Miller, who's looking to extend his five-game hit streak to start the season. First pitch to Miller, fouled back, rocketed into the netting. And it's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' first, or the Phillies' first pick in last year's draft. Saltaban taking a short lead off the base. No steals yet this season, no attempts either for Saltaban as the 0-1 to Miller just misses for a 1-1 count. Sinker coming from Jeremy Lee. So the starters with the decisions right now. Bullpen is starting some action for both squads. Righty's warming up with a more active warm-up coming from the righty in Fort Myers' bullpen. 1-1 to Miller, breaking ball low, and it's 2-1. Looks like Jaden Estanista starting to get loose in the Threshers' pen with Saltaban taking a lead off the first base back. 2-1 to Miller now as Lee deals. Popped up, should stay on the infield. Second baseman Martinez is there, makes the catch easily for the second out. And Miller 0 for 3 now on the day. Two gone in the fifth inning, one run across for the Threshers thanks to Devin Saltabon at first. And now Otto Kemp coming up to the plate ahead in each of his first three games of the 2024 season. And now a fourth game where he added a hit. And we'll see if it's the pitching coach. No, it's Brian Meyer coming to the mound. That 16 and 18 look pretty similar on the Mighty Muscles jersey. But Brian Meyer taking Jeremy Lee out of the game. They'll go to a right-hander out of the pen. We'll tell you who that is coming up next. And before we go to break, may the force be with you as we host our annual Star Wars night. Bid on game-worn, one-of-a-kind jerseys and see Jedi and other beings from across the galaxy at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers lead 1-0, runner on first, and a new pitcher when we come back with two outs in the bottom of the fifth.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Jeremy Lee came into this game 1-0. He may leave 1-1, currently in line for the loss and a potential second earned run waiting on first base. But Nolan Santos in for the second time this series for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Threshers tagged him for four hits and a run in an inning and a third back on Tuesday, but he had two strikeouts to get two of his four outs. For Lee, so far one earned run allowed, two walks, seven strikeouts, and four hits in four and two-thirds innings. Those stats are in stone, but with two outs, still a chance to score the speedy Saltabon from first base. And Otto Kemp, power hitting, designated hitter today, stepping up to the plate for the Threshers. Three on the clock before the first pitch is thrown, and Santos starts off Kemp with an indoor fastball to make it a 1-0 count. Saltabon on first. He drove in Luis Caicuto, who started off the inning with a double. Saltabon, the RBI single, to put the first run of the game on the board for the Threshers' 1-0 lead. 1-0 turns to 1-1 as Kemp swings over the top of a slider to even the count. Two outs and a man on first base. Saltabon with speed, but not an aggressive base runner, yet to try to make a move towards second base. He's leaning towards the Keystone sack now. We'll see if he goes on the 1-1. And he does. 1-1 pitch, misses low for ball two. This head first slide, and he's safe. Devin Saltabon just lying on the outside of the bag. And that is the first steal of the season for him. And the first steal of the game for the Threshers. And it's a steal right now because we've got Finley all decked out in 80s gear that he definitely didn't steal in the press box. Finley would never do that. He's a very law-abiding shark. And he's coming up to enjoy this fifth inning as Kemp swings and misses for strike number two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Finley really likes that 80s gear. I kind of like it. Might need a Threshers shirt with that whole designy, all those triangles and all sorts of other fun-looking party confetti-type stuff going on there. I'm a fan. Two balls, two strikes to Kemp. Fastball inside, called strike three, and that will end the fifth inning. But the Threshers get themselves on the board. One run coming across courtesy of Devin Saltaban's RBI single. Two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Threshers 1, Mighty Muscles nothing. On to the sixth we go.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders be free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. Tonight, live music will be provided by DJ Filthy, and hopefully no chin music to be provided by Jaden Estanista, new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers, after once again George Clausen leaves with a shutout in the works. Clausen, 5 shutout innings for his second straight start. 2 hits allowed this time, no runs, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts, 17 through his first 10 innings as a pro. Estanista, a more seasoned vet on this Threshers team, starts off Cole Elvis with a called strike on the four-seam fastball. Estanista, in his second year with the Threshers, delivers the pitch, fastball blown by a swinging Elvis, and it's 0-2. Last year, Estanista had 13 appearances before an injury with Clearwater, 1 start, 2-0 and an 8.51 ERA in 24 innings pitched. He had a scoreless inning on Saturday against Bradenton with 2 walks and a strikeout. Now the 0-2 to Elvis. Wave and a whiff, strike 3, nasty cutter going all the way around the world, and a 3-pitch see-ya to start off the night for Jaden Estanista. Last 3 Threshers Mighty Muscles batters have struck out, and few have been as nasty as that one. A great cutter from Estanista, a powerful combo of a fastball cutter as he gets a swinging strike from Byron Churio, 0-1. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers. They have 4 hits to Fort Myers' 2. As Estanista deals, this one hit in the air, foul by Churio, and it's 0-2, and he is looking as sharp as ever against these Mighty Muscles. So Estanista gets the sign from Kai Kuto, 0-2 to Churio. Wave and a whiff, strike 3, 96 on the fastball, and that is 6 pitches, 2 strikeouts for Jaden Estanista. Immaculate so far to start the sixth, and we'll see if that continues with Rain Duncan. 2 away now on just 6 pitches so far for Estanista, and Duncan awaits the first pitch, and that's the first ball of the inning. Broadcaster's jinx makes it 1-0 as Duncan 0-2 on the day. And the 1-0 breaking ball low, 2-0. Duncan struck out to end the third, but the third inning really ended on a strike-em-out, throw-em-out, double play, first of the season for the Clearwater Threshers. 2-0 count to Duncan, team leader in RBIs. 2-0 pitch, popped straight up, and that's going to go behind home plate and tailing towards the seats. And I don't think anyone really realized where that landed. And right in the front row. Fortunately, didn't hit any fans. So it's a 2-1 count to Don Cohn, one of 4 Mighty Muscles who has homered this season, and the team leader with 7 RBIs. 2-1 the count. Estanista deals. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. And he's really added some velocity onto his pitches. Fastball sitting at 96 tonight after topping out at 93 in an injury-plagued 2023 season. 3-1. Hit in the air out to center field, and that's going to fall in front of Avery Owusu-Asiedu for a two-out hit by Rain Duncan. First hit since the third inning for the Mighty Muscles, and two outs. He gets a base runner for Jose Rodriguez, who now represents the going go-ahead run for Fort Myers. Estanista, 22 years old, began his season a bit early, joining the Netherlands team in the World Baseball Classic. First pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Playing with guys like Xander Bogaerts, D.D. Gregorius, a lot of seasoned MLB vets for Jaden Estanista. Pitched two innings without allowing a run. Swing and a miss from Rodriguez, and it's 0-2. And the Heat coming back from Estanista from Curaçao. And fluent in multiple languages. 0-2 to Rodriguez. The pitch popped up foul. That's going to clear the sweeps, and it's 0-2. March 12th was Estanista's World Baseball Classic debut. Went against the Italian team for two shutout innings. 0-2 to Rodriguez. Wave and a whiff, strike three. One single, but Estanista striking out the side. Three strikeouts, all swinging to give the Threshers 11 on the night. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left for Fort Myers. And we're through 5.5 innings here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers lead the Mighty Muscles 1-0.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on threshersbaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Some great deals on the Threshers website and some great deals on t-shirts in this half inning. They're just being launched into the stadium for free. Unfortunately, none reached the broadcast booth, so I'll have to talk to our operations guys who send the t-shirts up, because, I mean, who doesn't want a t-shirt shot out of a cannon? That's the American dream right there as far as I'm concerned. But part of the Threshers order coming up to start off the sixth inning. First full frame for Nolan Santos, who got the last batter of the fifth out, Otto Kemp, on a looking strikeout. First pitch of the six misses for ball number one to Pierce Bennett, who is still 0 for this series, but he did reach in the second inning on a hit by pitch. 1-0 count to Bennett now, and here's the pitch from Santos. Fastball in there for a called strike one, and the count is 1-1. Three RBIs in a 5-for-11 series in Bradenton. That began in a kind of strange way for Bennett. This one hit on the ground up the middle, picked up by the shortstop Del Rosario. Long throw to first. Stretching is the first baseman, and he's pulled off the bag. Tough throw from Del Rosario. Had to rush it to get the speeding Bennett. And that is going to be an error on Angel Del Rosario. So Bennett has now reached twice, but once. That is unsafely reaching on the E6. But the leadoff man on for the second straight frame for Clearwater. And Bennett now inches towards the second base back with T.J. Walton stepping into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch to Walton. Fastball cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Bit out in front of the heater, and that looked like Walton was looking for the four-seamer. So errors have been the undoing of Fort Myers. Three in last night's contest and two in the one the night before. Walton taking the fastball in the inside corner for called strike two. And it's no two count to TJ, who is 0 for 2 on the day. Originally from Emporia, Virginia. Spent the last two seasons at IMG Academy in his final years of high school. 0-2 to Walton now. Swing and a miss, and there's strike three. Three fastballs, three strikes, and Walton down on strikes for the third time tonight. Second strikeout of the day for Nolan Santos, both out so far on the punchy. And there's one out in the sixth inning for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. So Avery 0 for 2 on the day, reached on a fielder's choice back in the second inning, but flat out to right his last time up. Cut on and missing the slider. And it's an 0-1 count for Owusu-Asiedu, ninth rounder at a Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville. 1 for 4 with the ribby last game. His customary stolen base, three steals on the season so far. 0-1. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 0-2. Guy who's moved around quite a bit from England initially, then moved to Canada. Saskatoon, to be exact, and spent his high school years in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Now the 0-2. Inside, and that is ball number one. So he's available for multiple different national teams in the future, should he choose to go that route. But he spent most of his life as an American, as Owusu-Asiedu. Now the 1-2. Holds up the swing, breaking ball bounces, and the appeal to Frank Jones confirms that the pitch missed for 2-2. So Owusu-Asiedu working the count back even. 20 years old, has only played in center field, but was a three-sport athlete in high school. Basketball and soccer were the other two. Two balls, two strikes to Owusu-Asiedu. 1-0 lead for the Threshers in the bottom six as he swings and misses. For strike number three. Second K of the inning. Third of the game for Santos, who has now gone an inning full after coming in with two outs in the fifth. One looking, two swinging on the three strikeouts for Nolan Santos. All three of the outs he's recorded have been on the strikeout. That'll bring up Nico Poaca-Grego, who struck out in the fourth inning against starting pitcher Jeremy Lee and is 1-for-2 on the day so far. Two gone in the sixth, 1-0 lead for the Threshers, and Bennett, a late jump as no one's covering second base, and the throw escapes the glove of Del Rosario, but it looks like Bennett was going to be there anyway. So a great heads-up play by Pierce Bennett, and he's got that delayed steal because look how far off Del Rosario is from the bag. Great awareness and smart base running by Pierce Bennett to quite literally steal second base. He can just take that one home with him. 0-1 count to Poaca-Grego now, as now Santos is paying attention to Pierce Bennett and the pitch. Lifted high in the air, deep out to right center field. Churio going back. Winokur is there, and he makes the catch in front of the warning track for the final out of the sixth inning. So a deep fly ball ends the sixth. The Threshers get one base runner left stranded on an error. And we're through six innings here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers lead the Mighty Muscles 1-0.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
The Bay Area's best Grateful Dead tribute band, Uncle John's Band, will be performing post-game on Friday, May 17th, brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer, the second in our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series, with the first being in a couple of weeks when Whiskey County comes to town. Of course, tonight we'll have DJ Filthy at the Tiki Bar post-game for some great music after what is currently shaping up to be the Threshers' third straight win. We certainly hope it stays that way, but three innings of baseball at least left to go. 1-0 is the score. Threshers holding on to a slim lead, brought to you by the Devin Saltabon RBI knock in the fifth inning. Now it's the top of the seventh, and the heart of the Mighty Muscles order faces Jaden Estanista, who sends some chin music upstairs to Brandon Winokur that misses for ball number one. 1-0 count to Winokur. Estanista quickly in a pitch number two. And the fastball on the upper part of the strike zone evens the count at 1-1. Winokur's 0-2 today. Ground out and a strikeout. Went down looking to Clausen in the fourth inning. Next pitch, cutter. Breaking ball missing inside, and it's 2-1. Beautiful night. Not a cloud in the sky. Nary seen one all day here at Bay Care Ballpark. And another beautiful day for baseball in our first series of the 2024 minor league season. 2-1 count to Winokur. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of that fastball was Winokur, and the count evens at 2-2. Threshers go back on the road next week. They'll be not too far away. Next town over, Dunedin, to face the Blue Jays for the first of four meetings in this 2024 season. I'll have radio coverage of that one all week long. Pop foul, that's going to clear the sweets behind home plate. And the count stays 2-2 to Brandon Winokur. Threshers an even 10-10 against Fort Myers, where they dominated the Blue Jays, taking every series with one split in the four series last year. And the fastball runs inside on Winokur and catches him on the left wrist. It's a second to collect himself before shedding his guards and heading over to first base, but fortunately the trainer not to come out to greet Winokur, as hit by pitch marks the first base runner of the inning. Leadoff man on, and Winokur taking a slow walk to first base after the HBP, and now Yolander Martinez comes up to the plate for the Mighty Muscles. So one on, as Martinez awaits the pitch from Estanista. Fastball cut on and missed, and it is 0-1. And I have to say, I've seen a lot of improvement from Jaden Estanista this year to last year. That fastball just looks a lot sharper. His cutter continuing to have a lot of late life and strong movement. As you see it there, Winokur goes to second and well before the throw as the count evens at 1-1. And Winokur with his first stolen base of the ball game, putting the tying run in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. So, 1-1 count to Yolander Martinez. Winokur with a short lead on second now. The pitch, cutter outside, and it's 2-1. Sometimes Estanista can take a little bit off the cut fastball and make it kind of look like a slider. That fastball-cutter combo has proven deadly for him in his young career. 2-1. Fastball popped foul, and it's 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, tying run on second in the form of Brandon Winokur with no one out in the top of the seventh inning. Righty getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen out in left field as Estanista deals the 2-2. Popped up shallow right field. Bennett coming on, calling off Saltabon. He makes the catch, and Winokur will hold at second base on the first out of the inning. So Estanista getting the weak contact from Yolander Martinez, and Angel Del Rosario up at the dish right now for Fort Myers. Coming up, One for one on the day. Two very different at-bats for Del Rosario. He reached base in both of them. Singled and stole two bases in the second inning. First pitch to Del Rosario, cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. He led off the fifth inning with a walk and then was caught stealing by Luis Caicuto during the next at-bat. So we've seen both sides of stealing bases in Del Rosario's game today. 0-1 from Estanista. Cut fastball inside, and it's 2-2. Called strike on a really nice pitch, and that's a hard one to locate for a right-handed batter. Just jammed on the cutter. 0-2 now to Del Rosario. Whitaker shifting around over at second. Now the pitch. Well upstairs on the breaker, and it's 1-2. 1-0 the score. Threshers have led since the fifth inning on the Devin Saltabon RBI single. He's currently holding Whitaker on at second base. Five on the pitch clock as Estanista is in his stretch now. The 1-2. Cut fastball called. Strike three. Floats it on to the inside corner. And the fourth strikeout of the day for Jaden Estanista gets the second out of the seventh inning. And a great two innings from Estanista so far. So two gone for Wilfie Castro. A walk and a strikeout for him. Second to last batter struck out by George Clausen in the fifth inning. Castro awaits the pitch. Fastball just misses below the zone. Hardest pitch of the night by Estanista at 96. And he's averaged—he's added around 2 or 3 miles an hour to that fastball of his over the course of the offseason coming back from injury. Now the 1-0. Fastball again. Inside corner called strike one. So a 1-1 count to Castro. Short lead off second for Whitaker. Threshers lead by one with two outs in the seventh. The pitch. 1-1, cutter low, and it's 2-1. Estanista, a glance over at second. He deals. Good pitch. Slowing down the cutter to even the count at 2-2. Putting it inside on the right hand of hitting Wilfie Castro. And he's one strike away from ending this seventh inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Whitaker on second. The pitch. Cutter bounces in the glove of Caicuto, and we're full at 3-2. Whitaker likely to head to third on the pitch. With two gone in the inning. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Estanista, the payoff. Popped up high and foul down the right, or the left field line, excuse me. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Whitaker was off on contact, so he is jogging back to second as Caicuto comes out to have a chat with Estanista. Two guys that speak both Spanish and English. So who knows what language they're even speaking on the mound as Caicuto giving Estanista some advice. And he'll get a little bit of rosin as Caicuto heads back behind home plate. The first mound visit for the Clearwater Threshers today really have not had much need to. Estanista has pitched well following up a great performance by George Clausen. You know, fantastically pitched game by Clearwater. Payoff coming to Castro. Here comes. Fastball called strike three. Outside corner and a 96-mile-an-hour heater ends the seventh inning with a bang. Five strikeouts for Estanista. One base runner stranded without a hit allowed in the seventh inning. And as we stretch here at Bay Care Ballpark, the Threshers looking to stretch out a 1-0 lead.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. Our next Silver Sharks night coming on April 24th against the Bradenton Marauders. Make sure to join the Silver Sharks Club and purchase tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com for that and all future Silver Sharks games. We're just getting this season started, but we're in the bottom of the seventh inning, all stretched out, and the Threshers lead it 1-0. Over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles as Kai Kuto ducks under an errant curveball from Nolan Santos. Back out for his second full inning of work for Fort Myers. 1-0 to Kai Kuto. Santos deals another curveball ducked under by Kai Kuto. 2-0 the count as that curve has just not dropped low enough for Nolan Santos. 2-0 the count to Kai Kuto, and here's the pitch. Inside on the fastball, Kai Kuto spins out of the way to make the count 3-0. He led off the fifth inning with a double to put the first run on the board, and so far the only run on the board for the Clearwater Threshers. 3-0 pitch, fastball right down Broadway, and it's 3-1. So Kai Kuto, 1-for-2 on the day, and as much of an impact as he's made offensively, it's been bigger or the same on defense as he flips the bat towards the dugout on a five-pitch walk. So for the second time today, Kai Kuto reaches base to lead off the frame. And he is the first base runner of the seventh inning in his 1-0 ball game. That'll bring up Keaton Anthony. And to finish what I was saying about Kai Kuto, he scored the first run of the game after the extra base hit, only one of the day so far. He's also thrown out 2 of 4 potential base stealers behind the plate as he slides in head first easily ahead of the pickoff attempt by Nolan Santos. Anthony's 0-for-1 on the day, walked in the third and flied out to center field back in the fifth inning. With 10 on the pitch clock, Santos sets up from the center of the rubber, looking the batter up and down, and the pitch is a fastball right down the pipe to make it an 0-1 count. Anthony, undrafted free agent out of the University of Iowa last season, the Hawkeye, coming off of a year where he made first team All Big Ten and third team All American in 2023 as he takes his slider low for a called strike two. 22 years old is Anthony. Went 11-for-29 in the Florida Complex League. Played 5 games with Clearwater in the regular season, 2 in the postseason, reaching base in all of them. And he has reached base in all 4 games that he has played this season. Now 5 with the third inning walk. 0-2 now to Anthony as Santos deals. Hit on the ground, right up the middle, right to Martinez, who flips to Rosario for 1 on to first, pulls the man off the bag, and the double play turns into a fielder's choice. Looked like a tailor-made double play, but Angel Del Rosario has not had the trigger oiled up, as he's had a couple of errant throws now. As we take a look, Del Rosario sending this high and wide of the first base bag to allow Anthony to reach on the 4-6 fielder's choice. And Brian Meyer coming out to take the ball from Nolan Santos with one out in the seventh inning. Anthony on first base, and the top of the order will greet a new pitcher coming out of the Fort Myers bullpen. Nolan Santos taking a long walk back to the dugout, responsible for Anthony on first base, but other than that, he has thrown a scoreless ball game. We'll give you Santos's line and introduce the new pitcher when we get back. 1-0 lead for the Threshers. 1 out and 1 on for Devin Saltabon in the bottom of the seventh when we come back.
come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Thrushers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to thrushersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Danny Moreno following Nolan Santos and entering the game for the second time this series. Two shutout innings, two hits, two strikeouts back on Fort Myers' opening day win against the Threshers. Devin Saltabon to greet Moreno. First pitch, breaking ball, missing low. And the count is 1-0. Saltabon having a nice day at the dish so far. Leadoff walk to start the game and is 1-for-2 on the day. Stole second base after an RBI single gave the Threshers their 1-0 lead. That still stands. 1-0 to Saltabon. Well off the plate on the slider. And the count is 2-0. Three RBIs on the season for Devin, who's having a solid second series for the Clearwater Threshers. The third rounder in last year's draft went 1-for-9 in Bradenton and is 3-for-11 so far against the Mighty Muscles. Wild pitch as the fastball goes over the glove of Cole Elvis, and it's a 2-1 count, or sorry, a 3-0 count to Saltabon, with Anthony easily moving to second base and a ball that bounced against the backstop. So one out and a runner in scoring position. Threshers are looking for some insurance in this 1-0 ball game with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Moreno, a glance over at Anthony at second base. Now the 3-0 pitch, and Saltabon scoots out of the way of the inside sinker, and that is ball four. Second time today that Saltabon has reached on a four-pitch walk. So two walks on the day for Devin. Now Aiden Miller will step up to the plate in a dangerous position for Fort Myers. Cole Elvis out from behind home plate to show some signs to the Fort Myers infield. Miller looking to extend his hit streak. Five straight games with a knock to start off the season. And a hit here would likely score a run with a speedy Anthony over on the second base bag. 1 second on the pitch clock. Moreno off in the nick of time, and Miller launches this one deep to left field. Sprinting towards it and making the catch is Rodriguez. No, he dropped it, and that ball rolls into the corner. Anthony scores. Saltabon on second, and it's a one-out RBI double by Aiden Miller. That ball was a towering double, and Jose Rodriguez couldn't pick it up. And that first run will be charged to Nolan Santos as Miller extends his hit streak in dramatic fashion. And looked to me like Rodriguez was going to get this one, but he lost it in the light, and the ball just rolled into the corner. So Miller with a double and his sixth RBI of the season. Now the infield is in with two runners in scoring position for the Clearwater Threshers. Second night in a row with an RBI, sixth straight game with a hit as Otto Kemp is intentionally walked to load the bases. So now Pierce Bennett, who has struck out once tonight, reached on an error and stole second in his last at bat. He's 0-for-2. Will step up with a loaded set of bags. Saltabon on third, Miller on second, Kemp on first. Great speed all around for Pierce Bennett, who takes the fastball upstairs for a called strike one. Bennett, three RBIs on the season, all coming in Bradenton, where he went 5-for-11 in a series that started out in Bennett's favor. 0-1, fouled away, and it's 0-2. Ricardo Rosario was initially scheduled to start opening day, but Pierce Bennett replaced him a little less than an hour, a little more than an hour before game started. Bennett was moved into the lineup instead of Rosario, and he ended up driving in the tying and go-ahead runs for the Threshers in a 5-2 game. First of his two multi-hit games for the Clearwater Threshers in that series, and he recorded a hit in all three of them. So it's an 0-2 count to Bennett. Bases loaded with one gone in the bottom of the seventh and one run already across. We're set behind home plate. Pitch clocks resumes as Jared Neal gets his home his mask back on behind the plate. And Moreno in the stretch, set from the center of the rubber. The 0-2. Bennett hits it on the ground, back to the pitcher. Moreno bobbles it, so there's no play at home, and he's got to get the easy out at first base. Devin Saltabon, with blistering speed, scores from third. Bennett's fourth RBI of the season makes it a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Threshers. Miller to third, Kemp to second, and Bennett with the RBI on the 1-3. And not being able to get the run at home may prove costly for the Mighty Muscles, already trailing by three runs with two outs in the seventh. Infield reverts to a right-handed shift against T.J. Walton with two on, who sends the first pitch high and foul over the sweeps down the first baseline. 0-1 to count to Walton. Miller on third, Kemp on second. 3-0 the lead for the Threshers here in the seventh inning. Walton with three Ks today, got his first hit of his season last night, and is looking for another one here, but the sinker misses low and away to make it an even 1-1 count. 3-0 the lead for the Threshers, three runs on five hits, with three hits for Fort Myers, still yet to score. Now a 1-1 count to Walton. Moreno deals. Breaking ball, settles in for a called strike two right on the outside edge. 10th pitch of the night for Moreno. One of the runs, Keaton Anthony's to be exact, will be attributed to Nolan Santos. We'll tell you his final line. Finished with an inning and two-thirds of hitless baseball, one run allowed on a walk, and three strikeouts. 1-2 to Walton. Chopper down the third baseline, rolling foul before it's picked up by Rain Duncombe. Sweet still full here at BayCare Ballpark in a 3-0 lead for Clearwater as they look for their first shutout win of the season. 1-2 to Walton. This one hit on a line and a diving play at second base. Yoandre Martinez with an unbelievable catch to save two runs and end the seventh inning. So Walton was robbed, but the Threshers were not. They get two runs in the seventh inning to triple their lead. And they get those runs on one hit, no errors, and two men left on base. 3-0 Threshers as we head to the eighth, and a new pitcher to greet the Mighty Muscles when we come back.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
A spectacular catch ending the last inning. And on the final Friday of every month, the Threshers spectacularly transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game to support a local pet charity and see the specialty Beach Dogs jerseys in action. A couple of extra special Beach Dogs nights down the road, but the important thing to know is that the charity, Humane Society of Pinellas, will be the charity for the Beach Dogs night on April 26th against Bradenton. Get your tickets for you and your dog at threshersbaseball.com. Trey Dillard starts off the eight with a swinging strike one to Isaac Pena. 0-1 the count and a 3-0 lead for the Clearwater Threshers after a spectacular two innings of relief from Jaden Estanista. And Pena fouls back another fastball to drop the count to 0-2. Two shutout innings for Jaden Estanista. Just one hit allowed, one batter hit, no walks, and five strikeouts, tying the mark set by Jose Pena for most by a Threshers reliever. Trey Dillard misses upstairs with a fastball to make it a 1-2 count. And Dillard came to the Threshers for the last series of the regular season and stayed for the postseason, tossing a scoreless inning in Game 1 against Jupiter of the Florida State League Championship Series with two strikeouts. So a 2-2 count to Pena now. Dillard deals. And a called strike three. No appeal needed. That slider just nestled right into the outside corner for the looking strikeout. Third straight batter K'd by the Threshers relief pitchers. And for Dillard, who has one out and now faces Cole Elvis here in the bottom of the eighth inning. One inning on Sunday against Bradenton, allowed a run on a hit as the slider misses outside to bring the count to 0-1. Dillard, one run, one hit, two walks, and a strikeout on Sunday. Has a curveball and a fastball in his pitching arsenal. There's the heater, missing up and away, 2-0. Trey Dillard signed as an undrafted free agent out of Texas A&M, but he was still drafted at one point in his life. 2-0 now to Elvis. This is hammered high and deep in the air out to left field. Walton is there, makes the catch in left center field for the second out of the inning. Two quick outs for Dillard. Now the leadoff man back to the base pass, or back to the plate, excuse me, for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, Byron Churio, who has struck out three times to start his night. Two outs in the bottom, in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers lead by three. And Dillard, 24 years old, oldest player in the Threshers opening day roster, as first pitch taken for a called strike to Byron Churio. Drafted in the 16th round by the Los Angeles Dodgers out of San Jacinto Junior College in 2018, as the slider in there for a called strike two. Instead, he chose to go to the University of Missouri. Number two junior college prospect that year, went to the SEC and a strong baseball school, as the fastball misses upstairs to make it a 1-2 count. Ended up transferring to Texas A&M, where he finished out his collegiate career. One ball, two strikes to Churio. Bouncing breaking ball just slipped out of the hand of Dillard, and the count evens at 2-2. So 2-2 to Churio now. Dillard deals. Called strike three. Golden sombrero for Byron Churio, and two strikeouts and a quick 1-2-3-8 for Trey Dillard. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up. The Threshers breezing through the Mighty Muscles. They lead this one 3-0 with the bottom of the eighth coming up next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Gates open at 5:30 on Thursdays with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And a reminder, next Taps and Tacos Night, April 25th, against the Bradenton Marauders, one that I am eagerly awaiting because I had some tacos from Moe's and Taco Cart in left field yesterday, and they were spectacular. Speaking of spectacular, Threshers leading 3-0 in what has been an incredibly pitched game by George Clausen and the Threshers bullpen. And anytime you can take a shutout this late in the game, you're doing something right, as the Threshers have a righty long tossing in their bullpen to potentially close this ball game out. But Danny Moreno back out on the hill for the Mighty Muscles to face the 6-7 and 8 hitters in the Threshers order, a dangerous combination of Avery Owusu-Asiedu, Nico Puaca-Grego, and Luis Caicuto in his 3-0 lead for the Threshers in the bottom of the 8th inning. First pitch to Owusu-Asiedu fouled into the Threshers' dugout on the ground to make it an 0-1 count. It's been a pitcher's duel today. 3 runs on 5 hits for the Clearwater Threshers. No runs on 3 hits with an error for the Mighty Muscles, but Clearwater has made the most of their hits and their chances on the bases today. Swing and a miss by Owusu-Asiedu, and the count drops to 0-2. Avery 0-for-3 on today, struck out swinging back in the 6th. Fielder's choice in the 2nd, and a fly out to right field in the 4th inning. He faces the 0-2. Moreno from the stretch deals, slider low, and it's 1-2. Threshers up by 3 as the sun has fully descended here at BayCare Ballpark. Called strike 3, a slider on the outside edge to Owusu-Asiedu, and Moreno gets his first strikeout of the day to finish his first inning full in tonight's contest. So one gone in the 8th inning. Now Nico Puaca-Grego up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Nice utility infield guy. Has already played at 2nd and 3rd so far this season. Might not get as many spots at shortstop with Aiden Miller there, but a guy you can play just about anywhere on the infield. First pitch to Puaca-Grego, lifted high in the air out to shallow right field. Martinez and Churio giving chase. It's Churio who makes the catch in dead right field for the second out of the 8th inning. Two quick outs here to start off the 8th for Moreno and the Mighty Muscles. And now Luis Caicuto coming up to the plate. 1-for-2 on the day. Walked on 4 pitches in the 7th after starting the party in the 5th inning with a leadoff double. Came around to score on a Saltaban single, and he flied out to center in his last at-bat. Caicuto having some trouble getting the weight off of his bat and is going to call time to get a new stick from the dugout. And gets an assist from his teammate Devin Saltaban, who gets a nice ovation from the crowd. And, yeah, this Threshers team loves their teamwork, even if it comes to just simple things in the on-deck circle. Haven't seen that one before. But Caicuto back in the box right now. Certainly won't let it distract him from just an incredible all-around day that he is having. As first pitch in there for a called strike to make it 0-1. Caicuto 1-for-2 at the plate, including the first run scored and the only extra base hit, first extra base hit of today's contest. But he's made his impact behind the plate as well, as the slider misses outside to make it 1-1. After Angel Del Rosario stole 2 bases in the 2nd inning, the next 2 potential base stealers were eliminated on just bullets of a throw by Luis Caicuto, as the slider misses low to bring the count to 2-1. So 5 players have attempted stolen bases for the Mighty Muscles with a 60% success rate, and Caicuto a big part of that, making some great throws from behind home plate. Philly's got a good one in the minor league rule draft. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Minor league rule 5 draft, I should say. Not the first rule 5er from the Phillies to play for the Threshers. Noah Song, who was taken from the Red Sox in the rule 5 draft last year, had a really incredible outing when he pitched for Clearwater last year, but that story will have to wait till another time. Called strike three to Kai Kuto, ends the eighth inning in 1-2-3 fashion. Threshers down in order in the eighth. They lead by three coming into the ninth inning. They'll try to close things out when we come back. 3-0 Threshers, ninth inning next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
After the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles tonight and Saturday night, stick around for the best fireworks show in town. Maybe a half inning away from fireworks as Paxton Thompson is on for his first save chance as a professional baseball player. Thompson to face 2, 3, and 4 in the Mighty Muscles order, starting off Rain Duncan with ball number one. Thompson in for the second time this season. And it's a 2-0 count to Rain Duncan. Now the pitch. This one is hammered high and deep out to left center field, but the wind's going to catch that one. Holding up in left center is Owusu Asiedu, who makes the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. And that's going to bring up Jose Rodriguez with one gone. Rodriguez to be followed by Winokur, neither of whom have recorded a hit today. Rodriguez 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a pair of groundouts. First pitch to Rodriguez is low, and that is ball number one. One-oh count to Rodriguez. High fly ball going foul. That's going to clear the sweeps. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. One-one. Bouncing breaking ball makes it 2-1. Thompson making his first outing since opening day. An inning and two-thirds of scoreless baseball, allowed one hit in those inning and two-thirds, and part of a really strong bullpen showing from the Clearwater Threshers. 2-1 the count. Fouled off the instep of Jose Rodriguez, and Kai Kuto sprinting out from behind home plate to make that play. Thompson, a four-pitch mix, fastball, kind of a special, sorry, three-pitch mix, fastball, split, change, and a sweeper. One appearance in the complex last year, four for the Threshers towards the end of that season. One of the first pitchers from last year's draft class to play in Clearwater. Undrafted free agent out of UNC Charlotte, one of four stops in his collegiate career. 2-2, hit on the ground to third, charging is Puaka-Grego. Backhand and a slick throw to first in time. Nico Puaka-Grego flashing the leather for the second out of the inning. What a great defensive play that was. Part of a really smooth infield core for the Clearwater Threshers. And this looks like just a routine ground ball, but Puaka-Grego makes a difficult play look easy. Quick release on the throw to get out the speedy Jose Rodriguez. So one final out left in the ninth inning after two quick ones for Brandon Winokur, who was 0-for-2, hit by a pitch in the last at-bat, and a lazy pop-up fouled by the first base side. Thompson makes the catch himself to secure his very own save. First save of Paxton Thompson's career, and a fan to get a nice souvenir from Kai Kuto as the Threshers secure their first shutout victory of 2023 on the backs of a fantastic pitching performance. One shutout frame for Paxton Thompson to earn his first career save. Trey Dillard struck out two in a scoreless inning. Jaden Estanista struck out five in two scoreless innings. And George Clausen started things off, setting the tone for a phenomenal pitching performance. Two hits, two walks in five innings with eight strikeouts, double the amount of strikeouts compared to base runners allowed for George Clausen. 10 shutout innings in his first two pro outings and first two pro victories. A bright future ahead for him, and it seems like the rest of this Threshers squad. Threshers 3, Mighty Muscles nothing. We'll be back for post-game highlights next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
While we wait for fireworks here at Bay Care Ballpark, the Threshers provide some fireworks of their own, mainly from the pitching staff. A 3-0 shutout win in a game that did not have a run come across until the fifth inning. And let's take a look. George Claussen got the start for the Threshers, continuing a torrent start to the season. 8 strikeouts in 5 shutout innings after striking out 9 in 5 shutout innings a little less than a week ago in Bradenton. Claussen allowed just 2 hits and 2 walks. So 4 base runners to 8 strikeouts, including this strike-em-out, throw-em-out double play that ended the third inning. And that was just the tip of the iceberg for the Clearwater Threshers. The bullpen continued a fantastic shutout, but it was the bats that didn't come alive until that fifth inning. Claussen has looked every bit the part of an early draft pick, 6th round by the Phillies last season. And he has been spectacular through his first 2 starts. 8 strikeouts for George Claussen. But the pitching still continued to dominate the game until the fifth inning, beginning with a Luis Caicuto double leading off the frame off of the starting pitcher Jeremy Lee of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. He moved to third on a flyout and then scored on an RBI single by Devin Saltabon that put the Threshers on the board at 1-0. And Saltabon would not be done on the night. Neither would Caicuto. He walked to start the seventh inning and then was replaced on first by Keaton Anthony on a fielder's choice. He moved to second on a wild pitch on Saltabon's at bat, who then walked to put 2 runners on base for Aiden Miller. Miller hit a towering fly ball to left amidst a spectacular pitching performance by the Threshers bullpen. And Miller, with a long fly ball to left field that just eluded the glove of Mighty Muscles left fielder Jose Rodriguez. As we take a look, Miller thought this ball was out, and honestly, so did a lot of people. But when it reached the left fielder Rodriguez, it looked like he was going to get there. But he lost it in the lights above the foul pole, allowing Anthony to score from second base. Saltabon moved to third on the 2-bagger. And he would eventually come around to score on an RBI groundout by Pierce Bennett. Trey Dillard continued the dominant showing in the Threshers' bullpen. 2 strikeouts of the 3 batters that he faced. And that set up the ninth inning for Paxton Thompson, who caught the final out of his first career save right next to the first base foul line to seal the win. 3-0 for the Threshers, their first shutout victory of the 2024 season. Paxton Thompson with the save, Claussen with the win, Jeremy Lee taking his first loss on the year, allowing 1 run in 4 2/3 innings of work. It was a pitcher's duel today, but tomorrow things could be different. You never know. Threshers look to take control of the first series. They split the first series against Fort Myers last year. A win tomorrow clinches the opening home series for the Clearwater Threshers as they currently sit near the top of the Florida State League through the first 7 games with a 5-2 record. First pitch tomorrow is at 6:30. The pregame show will start about 5 minutes before that. Gates will open at Bay Care Ballpark for the first Saturday at home of the Threshers season at 5:30 p.m. Stick around for live music at the Tiki Bar if you're still around. And, of course, fireworks will light up the sky in just a few short moments here at BayCare Ballpark. But while we go watch the get ready to watch the fireworks, I'm going to sign off. My name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the fantastic production crew here at BayCare Ballpark, I want to give all of you a big thank you for tuning in once again to the Threshers broadcast against the Mighty Muscles, culminating in a 3-0 win for the Clearwater Threshers. Thank you again for tuning in to tonight's broadcast, and enjoy the fireworks if you're still here. Whether you're here or you're not, enjoy your Friday night. Hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow.